Good morning. I'm Christine James. Now, here's what's happening. Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have State Representative Matt Moratori of Plymouth. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Happy 4th of July weekend.
Oh, you too. And it's going to get hot out there, so good day to, you know, drink iced tea and make sure your AC is working.
It's going to be iced tea, that's right.
Very nice. And I know that you are, you know, very well-versed in the whole healthcare business and how things work. And I know that you are supporting legislation right now that would empower patients in their medical treatment decisions. What exactly does it entail and what would it do?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Christine. It's empowering patients to and the clinicians to actually dictate what the course of treatment will be for whatever the illness or treatment that's needed. Right now, as you know, it's the insurance companies that dictate what treatments you start first. You'll start one treatment, maybe a second treatment, a third treatment before you find something that works. What this bill did that we just passed on Wednesday in the House, there are four specific areas that require treatment with that will harm the patient, if it's a treatment expected to be ineffective, if you've tried the treatment before and it didn't work, and also if the insurance company wants you to switch treatments, but you know it won't work. So this gives the power to, as you said, empowers the patient and the clinician to actually dictate the course of the treatment.
Well, let me just give you an example. Speaking from my own experience, years ago I had knee surgery, and there was one treatment that kind of kept my knee going for a while, a certain kind of a shot. And then I guess the insurance company got tight about that and said, no, we want you to try a series of X shots first. And I tried them before, and they didn't work. And I remember I really had no say in getting the medication that I really needed. Would this be a case where this would involve something like that?
That would be a case. Yes, that would be a case because it's already shown that you've been stable in that current treatment and switching the treatment would cause you harm. So, yes, now that would be covered. Now, let me be clear. The step therapy is what it's called, or failed first, isn't going away. It's not being banned, but it's now allowing the patient, the clinician, to actually make the decisions, and his appeal process is in place to actually do that.
Are you getting a lot of support for this in-house? I imagine you must be.
Absolutely, yeah. It was unanimous support on this, and it's now heading to the Senate, and I expect the Senate will pass it unanimously as well.
Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning, and thanks for bringing us this information. Again, that's State Representative Matt Moratori of Plymouth. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Have a good 4th.
You too.